Hey guys, good morning. Today is Monday, June 15th. I'm JD, your mobile trader, and this is the Mobile Trader Podcast. Checking in with you from Idaho Falls, Idaho. We're looking at the Snake River right outside of my hotel window right now. Quick story about my flight in, guys. I had a chance to re-watch the movie The Big Short, and let me know what you think about this one. Being right, but arriving to the situation too early is almost as bad as being incorrect. Let me know what you think about that, because if you identify an opportunity, but you're a little bit too early, or you're actually very early to it, and that the move does not happen, will we have enough capital to carry us until the move actually occurs? Just something to think about. Okay, guys, earnings season is upon us right now. All eyes will definitely be on the big banks this week. So Citi is scheduled to report this morning, actually Monday before the bell. Tuesday the 16th, we'll have JP Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Goldman, and Charles Schwab all before the bell. Wednesday, we'll look at Bank of America, PNC Bank, BNY Mellon, US Bank Corp, and Comerica all prior to the open. Thursday, we'll see Morgan Stanley, Ally Bank, BB&T before the bell, and Capital One, E-Trade, Bank of the Ozarks will report after the close. We'll close out the week on Friday with Regions, State Street, Synchrony, Citizens, and Iberia Bank, all set to report before the bell. So it's a hot week. All eyes are definitely on the banking sector, the big bank. But I'll also have eyes this week on Johnson & Johnson. We'll see how they kind of bounce back, or if there's any turmoil or any lingering effects of negative news. They report Tuesday before the bell. Netflix will report Wednesday after the close. Microsoft, that's what I'm really watching, Thursday after the close. American Express, ticker AXP, Friday before the bell. I don't suggest trading earnings. It's almost like flipping a coin unless you're performing an intricate, expert-level options play. But I try to listen to the earnings calls, or look for the transcript and search for keywords like forward guidance, beat, disappoint, things of that nature. But it looks like we're headed towards the open this morning, guys. So we're marginally up. It's a light green open so far. But let's talk about my watch list for the week. I'm paying close attention to Boeing. I'm stubborn. I don't know if I was to the party early or what, but I'm still holding puts. Just a small position. It was a speculative play, but currently Boeing is down 3 and some change off of some more negative news that they're going to push back the 737 MAX recertification. American, United, and Southwest have all canceled flights going into November so far. So we'll see how that goes. Boeing's resilient, but there, at some point in time, it might breach a level that's going to be tough to rebound from. So we'll kind of keep an eye on Boeing. Ticker symbol BA. My next item on my watch list, Microsoft. We're looking at that. I'm going to hop out of that. I'm in July 19th, 139 calls right now. Microsoft reports, when do they report? They report this week, probably Wednesday, Thursday after the bell. But I need to hop out a day early. I want to try to capitalize on a volatility spike or some type of move. So if I get hit my earnings target or my profit goal, I'll hop out. Next, we have Bank of America, ticker BAC. I'm in August 2nd, $30 calls, the August 2nd, 30 strike. And I'll hop out of that one as well once they report. Bank of America will report on Wednesday before the bell. I'm also in ExxonMobil, ticker symbol XOM, July 19th. 7750 calls. I'm kind of flat right now in that one, so I'm just kind of watching to look for an exit. Also, let's keep an eye, guys, on Facebook taking on some negative press, but I'm looking for a long entry. I'm bullish Facebook, and I'm also looking for an entry into Twitter to the long side. So I'm looking for calls. And that pretty much wraps it up for the watch list right now. I'm keeping an eye on Deutsche Bank. At some point in time, negative news may hit again, but they're also restructuring. So just kind of pay close attention to Deutsche Bank as well. So let's have a top shelf Monday and a high yield week. So take care. But real quick, my wild card play when it happens is Virgin Galactic's IPO. These guys are going into space. Richard Branson, and I can't pronounce the other gentleman's name, but I think it's $250,000 for a ride into space. So it's time to save up. Okay, guys, have a great week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.